This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayikra. Chumash Vayikra. And all the parashas in Vayikra, parasha after parasha, is dedicated to Karbonis. The Seder are Karbonis, the Avoid of the Karbonis, the Alachis of Karbonis. An entire Chumash from the Chamishe Chumshe Torah, Karbonis. There's also Seder Kachim, an entire Seder, Mishnayis, Shas, Gemaris, Kachim. It's difficult to accept. How could it be an entire Chumash from the Chamishe Chumshe Torah, an entire Seder and Shas, not negeh b'zman hazeh, not relevant. It's not halacha l'maisa, as the Gemara always says, hilchas l'mashicha. And when Mashiach comes, these halachas will be negeya. Mamish, an entire chumash from the chamishi chumshi taira, not negeya b'zman hazeh. L'maisa, the Baal Shem Tov, Kesser Shem Tov Chelik Beis, says that all mitzvahs of the Torah must be eternal. There has to be a kiyum and a shaychus in every generation, throughout the doiris, for every mitzvah. There can't be such a thing as a mitzvah that was only zeitweilig. There has to be some mahalach in the mitzvah. Something about the mitzvah that's negeh l'maisa always throughout the doiris. Sometimes the maisa mitzvah is not here, but the essence of the mitzvah and the point of the mitzvah and what the mitzvah is supposed to bring out in a person, das muss sein auf ewig. This must be forever. Reb Chaim Volozhin already explains to us that the Beis HaMikdash is eternal. And even though the Beis HaMikdash was something of the past, the Beis HaMikdash lives on in the heart, in the soul of every Yid. Shachanti b'soicham, soichay l'inemar el b'soicham. The Beis HaMikdash is hysteric. The Beis HaMikdash is a replica of what's really the Beis HaMikdash HaPnimi, the inner Beis HaMikdash that every Yid has. Maybe, Rabbosai, we need to understand Karbonis Bizman Hazeh the same way. It could be we don't have the Maisar Karbonis. Ipnei Chatoenu, we don't have the Avoidas HaKarbonis. L'maisa, in action. But what the Karbonis were supposed to bring, and what the Karbonis was supposed to mean, we still have today. What is the Avoidas HaKarbonis, and how do we apply it in today's times? What is it about a korban that we could say today is also shayich, yid with the karbonis? Chazal tell us that tefillah is b'makom karbonis. Unishalma parim sfaseinu. Poshit, by saying it, you have the korban. You can't be mak of the korban. Al kaponim zakmendas. Unishalma parim sfaseinu. Possibly, Rabbi Sayefsher, maybe we could have a deeper understanding in the parasha of Karbonis, in the union of Karbonis, and see how in the tefillah we're talking mikayim, the actual Karbonis and the essence of a carbon. It's not just because we don't have a carbon, so we say Karbonis, so no, hatman Karbonis. Maybe, as we will soon explain, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, to understand what a carbon is, will give us to understand how through our tefillahs we reach the same idea and the essence of every carbon through our tefillos. Let us begin by understanding what is a carbon. What is it? Torah begins Parshas HaKorbanos, Chumash Vayikra, Vayikra El Moshe, Vayikra Aleph Zeira, with a small aleph. Rashi tells us, Rashi brings the Chazal, that Aleph Zeira was Moshe's way of writing through humility, through Anova. He wanted to write Vayokar like by Bilam. So the Aleph, he made it smaller. Anova, Anova, humility. Aleph Regin, the Mefarshim asked, was this the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and calls to him? Matan Torah already. He was called by the Rabbeinu Shloilam to come. Alei Alei Hohara. Why here? Why in the beginning of Vayikra, this Vayikra, Aleph Zeira was chosen to be the place for Moshe to choose humility and not write Vayikra, but rather Vayokar. Efshe Kemen Zogin, Pshatovedik, Pshat, it's the beginning of a Chumash, it stands out. So we began the Chumash, Vayikra, it's the first word. The name of the Parsha is Vayikra, Aleph Zeira. And he didn't choose the other Vayikras, Hashem El Moshe. He didn't choose those to write the small Aleph. Hefshe Rabbeisai Kem and Zogin Nachataych. And this will speak to the essence and the Yesod and the union of Karbonis. But let us first be Magdim a little more Pshatova in the Pasuk. A few more diukim, a few more ha'aris, vayidaber Hashem eilam yael moed leimoir, dabril b'nei Yisroel v'amarta aleim odom, ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. Odom. Why, what's odom? Who else is going to be makriv? Nishkem mensch. Of course, odom, Chazal already say, odom, like odom arishin, gzeilus, you see, Chazal already, we're Madgish, emphasize. Why does it say in the Pasuk, Adam? Nacha ha'ara rabbeisai. Ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. Mikem, it's Ibrik, it's extra. All of that to say was, Adam ki yakriv korban l'Hashem. Mensch is makiv ha'korban sin rabbeinu shleilam. Why the extra word? Mikem, from you. Midachzach, Beis Hashem Yisbarach. That the terutzim to these questions, the answer to these questions, lays an understanding. What is a carbon? It's dwelling into the fashtan. Vos tutuf a carbon? What is a carbon's Tachlis, the tafkid of a korban. Mefarshim tell us that the tafkid and tachlis and yesod in the union of korbanis is anove, humility. Humility. A mensch, a person, he did a chet. He needs to bring a korban because he needs avodas anove. He needs to work on humility, to being humble. There's a meidige chida in Dvash Lepi. Chida says, notice that the word anav is the same oisius as the word avoin. Anav, avoin. Same letters. Zakt the chida, because the hepech of avoin, how do you turn it upside down and turn it around? And the answer is anova, with humility. The side of Karbonis is to bring the person to anova, to humility. Ramban tells us that the inyan of karbonis was that the person would stand over his carbon and he would view the carbon as if it was him. The shechita should have happened to him. The zrikas hadam should have happened to him. The spilling of the emurim. Miu dami v'chelbi. We have an inyan of tainis. Tainis is also miu dami v'chelbi. Person gives his blood. He gives his chelev. And this is supposed to be tainis, tshuva, carbon, tshuva, pshat. It was a humility, a humbling experience. Mensch sat over a carbon and he realized, cook, this should have been me. This should have been me. I acted like a behemoth. It was too late in Nachab Sahar. Even a behemoth. Rabbi Yishlam says, no, Adam. 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 Nish behemoth. The behemoth is going to go l'shchita. Adam. Adam is going to stay alive and have a kaparas avinus. This was a humbling experience. As der mensch, look how low you fell. That the animal represents and resembles you, and that the animal is geschachten and his blood is spilled. A mensch was makiv a carbon. He was humbled. He was very humbled. Unlike the Mefarshim, the way the Achreinim, the Mefarshim explain us, Atidas is the aside. Atidas is their inyan. Atidas is their tachlis for not carbon. Humility. Another. I'd love to tell you over a beautiful Chassam Sefer. Meir Dik Chassam Sefer. Givaldik Hafla Fela. Meir Dik Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer is Meir Shaila. Pari does not let Klal Yisrael leave. Meisha Rabbeinu tells Pari, Klal Yisrael will leave. They will go. Pari says, what do you want to go and be and make a day of karbonis, chag l'Hashem in the midbar? I'm not letting. Moshe tells him, not only you're not going to stop us from going, but you yourself will send in our hands karbonis to be makriv. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu strashit. He threatens Pari. Not only are you not going to stop us, but you yourself are going to send us and send us with the karbonis that we're going to use to do aveda to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Frag the Chassam Sefer, it never happened. Where do we find that Pari sends Klal Yisrael with karbonis? Never happened. Is it shayich that Moshe Rabbeinu, Av HaNeviim, said something lashav that didn't come to fruition, that didn't happen? Sagtich sam sefer medav gut verstehen. What does it mean, karbonis? There's two parts to a carbon. There's the physical part to the carbon. And then there's the essence, the ruchni is part of the carbon. Sagtich sam sefer. You look at the pasuk, it says, Adam kiyakim ikem karbon l'Hashem. Stop, esnachto. That's one issue in inyan of karbon. Then there's a min ha-behemo, min ha-bokor, min ha-tzayin, the physical part. Avad the pari never said bokor and tzayin. That part he didn't do. But the part of a karbon that brings the yid close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That part of the korban. Korban is kravus. That the yid becomes close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That part Paroi did take part. That part Paroi did give us. Because when we left, he ran after us. Pasuk says, Uparoi hikriv. Farshim say hikriv means he made Klal Yisrael become close to the Eibishter because they were stuck. And they cried out to the Eibishter, Rabbeinu Shleilam, we have nowhere to turn, we have to turn to you with emunah. We daven to you, Ribbono Shel'olam, help us. And this was Pari's uftu. This is what Pari created. So it's true that Pari sent us out with karbonis. The physical carbon, yes, Pari did not send us any bay matzayin abakar. That's true. Oh, but the yisoid of a carbon, that the yid is connected to the Eibishter. Let us use the word reconnect. He reconnects to the Ribbono Shel'olam. He gets closer to the Ribbono Shel'olam. That part of carbon, yes, Pari was responsible for. Because by running after us, he gave us Adam Kiyakrif. And that's Pshat Upari Hikrif. So there was a kiyum of what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pari. You not only will send us, but you will send us out with karbonis. Tefillah, turning to the Eibishter, is carbon. Anava is carbon. What is the connection, Rabbi Yisai? The tefillah and the anava. So before we explain the exact and kesher between the tefillah and the anava, I'd like to go back to answer a few of the questions that we asked. We begin by asking Vayikra Aleph Ze'ira. Why here the Aleph Ze'ira? It's not the first time and not the last time that Vayikra El Moshe, the Ribbono Shel Olam, calls out to Moshe. And the Teretz is, it's about another. And therefore, it was the right place to put it in the opening, in the Hakdama, the Sefer Chumash Vayikra, which deals with karbonis. Karbonis is about anove. And therefore it's here that Moshe chooses, because it's part of the parsha of the karbonis. Vayikra means connected. The Eibush is talking to him face to face. So we'll talk about tefillah, how the Eibush does. And the Yid talk face to face, directly. Directly. They talk every day, three times a day. A Yid says, Baruch Atah, directly to the Ribbono Shel'olam. This is Vayikra. How does this come about? And the answer is Aleph Ze'ira. Aleph Ze'ira, which is the anava, the humility, the aside of the karbonis, and the side of Ayikra El Moshe, that the Yid is talking directly to the Ribbono Shel'olam, is about Aleph Ze'ira, anava. Chazal always tell us Aleph stands for Aleph Bina, the beginning. Aleph Bina, the beginning of wisdom. Aleph is the beginning, and we could say maybe Alpi the Talmud Dvaira that says that the beginning of Al Midas, the beginning of Al Midas and Mailus Ruchnias is Anova. It begins with humility. Ekav Anova Yiras Hashem, before we even come to Yiras Hashem, Aleph. Aleph is the beginning. The beginning. Aleph is Anova. What's the mikem? Amarta leyem, we said, Adam ki yakriv mikem. Why does it have to say mikem? Could be the pshat is, anova is from oneself. Anova is taking. Anova is being memayit, oneself. To take from oneself. To give from of oneself, himself. Is anava. It's humility. That's what you need to take. You need to take of yourself. Give of yourself. A person walks around and he has a very big self. In his mind, his self is the most important thing in the world. Karbonis is be makriv yourself. Yourself. Lower yourself. Humble yourself. And mitem kemen zagin, that's Adam. Adam is chashivus. Adam is the Adam of greatness. A person walks around, ich bin doch an Adam. Adam, yakriv mikem. You need to humble the Adam. Instead of boasting, instead of walking around haughty that you are Adam, the Bechir. Du bist doch dem Adam. Everything else around you is less than you. It's lower than you. You're on top of the pyramid, so to speak. Adam. The highest. Adam. Kiyakriv. Mikem. Take from yourself. If you notice by Anava, it says, Vo'ish Moshe Anav Mi'ayd Mikal Ha'adam Asher Al Pnei Adam. Vo'ish Moshe. Ish and Adam. Adam. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Yidin are Adam. Goyim are Adam. Who could be called Adam? Vo'ish Moshe. You want people to always love Abisala, Gematria, Mita, Oisius, the Yud, and the Shin, the Eish, and the Yud, the Rabbi Nishlam's name. Adam is Adam, Adama, the Ish Moshe. The Heilige Ish. Ish is Slosh and Chashivus. What is he on of? Mikal, Adam, Asher Al Pnei, Adam, Adam. Ayikra, Moshe was memayit. Moshe humbles. He lowers the Adam. He takes away that gaiva of Adam. Now we understand how the mechanics of carbon work. Carbon, humility. Humility is kasher with the Eibishter. Chazal tell us that when a person is a balgaiva, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Ein ani v'hu yechaylim ladu b'dirachas. I can't be connected to this person. Gaiva, can't be with the Eibishter. So the minute the person humbles the gaiva, he reconnects with the Rebbeinu Shlom. His neshama, his nefesh, is now able. It's free. It's able to return to connect with the Rebbeinu Shlom. This is Laniyas Daiti Tefillah. Tefillah is humbling a person. What is Tefillah? Tefillah, a person understands. Can't do it on my own. It's a very humbling experience if you understand Tefillah properly. Feel is when I understand I have nothing, I could do nothing, I could achieve nothing. Everything I got to ask for, every detail, it's humbling. And that's the tefillah that connects the person to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Tefillah. Naftule elikim niftalti chazal. Mishoinim, Mephoreshim tell us the idea of tefillah is to tie, connect the person with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What's the rope that connects them? It's the anava. It's the humility that the person knows. Ein oid milvadai. I can't do anything. I have no koiches. I have no capabilities. Whatever I get, it's from you. Miyadcha amaleya. Hapsucha akdoish verchava. This anava is tefillah, and this tefillah is kravus, and this inyan of karbonis is in the tefillah. That's why we have an inyan of karbonis, tefillah, the kesher between the karbonis and the tefillah. We could say possibly that this is what brings about the kapara for chet. We know chatayim cause a richuk. It causes a separation between the person and the Rabbeinu Shloilo. Tefillah reconnects the person to the Rabbeinu Shloilo. So the way to have tikkun, avon, anava, and tefillah are all connected. Because through the tefillah, the person reconnects something that became disconnected through his aveiros. Today, we might not have the maaser karbonos, but the essence and the yesod of the inyan of the karbon we could accomplish through the anava, through being humble. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel, actually tells us this. The Gemara says, "Mi shadaito shvela olav ki'ilu hikriv kol karbonis, all the karbonis shlom in the eilis." So it's true, the maisa, the physical act of karbon, we don't have today. But what the karbon is supposed to accomplish, we could keep it through the midah, through humbling ourselves. As I told you above, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that the Beis HaMikdash lives on in the neshama of every Yid, in the heart of every Yid. B'vavi Mishkan Evne. Karbonis also lives on. You could be makriv, as the Charedim says. B'vavi, in my heart, Mishkan Evne. And what will I be makriv nafshi? I makriv my nefesh. How is one makriv his nefesh? So I saw in Oisius the Rabbi Akiva, the Brisis. In Oisius Rabbi Akiva it says this lashon: whoever is an anav is keilu bonem is beach beliboy. The hikriv olav kol karbonos should be oilam. Me shahu ana vishav beliboy. Another is in the heart. Another is a deep humility, and that deep humility is an act of karbonis, because you're being makriv of yourself. You're being makriv of yourself. How do we accomplish, and what avoidance should we do to work on this another that will give us karbonis? I believe, Rabbosai, the inyan of mavral amidus, when a person gives in, that's a sacrifice. The greatest sacrifice is to give in. You're sacrificing your pride, your ego. That's how a person could be makriv a karbon today. This too is in the Gemara. Chazal tell us, la'olam a person should be min hanirdafim, v'loy min haroitfim. Because if he's from the nirdafim, it's k'ilu he was makriv of all the karbonis. It's Gemara in Yuma. A nirdaf is humble. A nirvdaf leaves things up to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He's connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. David HaMelech, through all his redifus, was extremely connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. With all his difficulties, Tefillah le'oni ki'atoi v'fnei Hashem yishpech sichoi. David was vani tefillah. Farshim tell us David's essence became tefillah. Because David's essence was kirvas elokim. He was humble, and that is tefillah. Tefillah is the avoda shebelev. It's an exercise of the heart, of humility, of anava. V'ani tefillah. He became a chevtz, he became a piece of tefillah. How did he become a piece of tefillah? And the answer is, because what is tefillah? Tefillah is anava. Tefillah is connecting to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Ein oid milvadai. Relying completely on the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And that is the essence of tefillah. And that became David HaMelech. Vani. Doesn't say Vani Mispalel. Doesn't say David Davins. David became a Cheftza. In Yiddish Welt Mingazak, we're not shtick tefillah. Was is tefillah, Rabbi Isai? Tefillah is, I'm humbled. And what am I humbled? That I know I need to come on to your Rabbi Yishim completely. Kimimcha HaKayel, everything is from you. All the Yeshuas and everything I need to be Matzliach, it's all from you, Rabbi Yishim. Ein Oid, it's only you. At the dust is Tefillah La'oni. With this, I think we could say a very nice daher. Yud Gimel Midas is the aside of Kaparas Avinus. The Rabbi Hashem showed this to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he show to Moshe Rabbeinu? Im Tasu Kaseder Azeh. The Gemara says that if you do with this order, doesn't say you should say the Yud Gimel Midas. It says if you do im tasu kaseder azani moichalem. Talmud Vayra says that it's not enough just to say the Yud Gimel Midas. You need to enact with the Yud Gimel Midas. I think we could come and say maybe that's the pshat before we say the Yud Gimel Midas. The pasuk says kaidato le'onav. Mikedem. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu called the Onav here now? So it could be he said, Mecheni no mi sifrucha, told Abish to erase me. So, okay, Dato la Onav, he's called an Onav. But the way we're explaining, because that's Kapora. He was Maidia la Onav Mikedem, Kemaisha Kasuv. This is Anova, Yud Gimel Midis. And what is the Anova? Anav is Mahu Rachu, Mavato Rach, Mahu Chanun, Mavato Chanun, Mahu Erechapayim, Mavato Erechapayim. Mavral Amidas, to work on all the Midas, to swallow and to overlook. This becomes the Inyan of the Yud Gimel, Hayresel Anav. The start, the Shoirish, it's all about the Anava. With this, we can explain. Mikem. Darshe Rishumoy say, Mikem. Mem Chaf. Mem is Mida Keneged Mida. Mem Chaf Mem. Mida Keneged Mida. What's the Taich? Meredik. Person humbles himself. He's Marel Amidus. He's a Rachum. He's a Chanun. He's an Erech Apayim. So Mida Keneged Mida. The Rabbi Hashem is Michael him. Mida. Keneged mida, if you behave, ma'avir al midai secha, then the Rabbeinu Shloilam behaves to you that way. But the mida shah the mida by mida than by. Chazal tell us that the Rabbeinu Shloilam deals with the person the way the person acts, flape, and in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. With this, Rabbi Sai. Efsha kemitzogin ashena shena deher. Tefillah is anova. Yud Gimel Midas is in the Seder HaTefillah. That already in the Rishayim. We spoke about it before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Yud Gimel Midas need to be in the Tefillah. Why do the Yud Gimel Midas need to be in the Tefillah? And the answer is because it works together with the tefillah. Tefillah humbles. And the Yud Gimel Midas is about Anava, Kaidat Elonim Mikedem. But it's interesting. Tefillah is Yitzchak. Yitzchak's the Avoida. Interesting, Yitzchak was a carbon. Yitzchak's also what? The Shairish and the Aside of Tefillah. What about Yitzchak? Is carbon? We know. We know Yitzchak was a carbon. He was on the Mizbeach. Briskarovo, it was Masbir, that he was a carbon Michayim. It was a different type of a carbon. Karbanis are usually geshacht and slaughtered. Yitzhak was supposed to live as a carbon all his life. How about the tefillah? Why is the tefillah? So the answer is because tefillah is carbon. But Evshekem and Zogin, Atifa, Shaina, Deher, Muyudikarayan, Api, what we just finished discussing, we explained that the carbon is Vayikra Alav Zira Anova. We explained that this is the talich on how one gets kapara, because now he's humble, he gets connected to the Eibishter, he gets kapara, the Avera discommunicated and was menatek him from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And we explained that the greatest form of anova that one could do, that he has the inyan of the carbon, is to be Mavral Amidus. Let me share with you a Menoras HaMa'ir. The Menoras HaMa'ir says, look in the Torah is Marich with the story of Yitzchak and Avimelech and the Avdi Avimelech, that they kept on coming and they were fighting and they kept on going back and forth and covering up all the Beirois, all the wells, and then they come to make up with him, and then and he makes a party with them. A ganze Geschichte, says the Menoras HaMa'ir. Why is it so relevant to read about a sichsuch that happened between Yitzchak and Avimelech? Okay, there was an agreement. Okay, but you don't know all the details. Says the Menoras HaMa'ir. Maver al Amidus, the Torah is showing me who was Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a tremendous Maver al Amidus. Even though Avimelech did him in, even though Avimelech wronged him, he forgave Avimelech. And he made a party to show Avimelech, friends, fine, forgiven. Zakhtem Menoras HaMa'ir, where did this come from? Midas Ha'anova of Yitzchak. Midas Ha'anov of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the Marvel Midas the Anav. Yitzchak is the Yisayid of Avoida, the Yisayid of Karbon. Odom Kiyakriv Mikem. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's easier probably to sacrifice a Karbon than it is to sacrifice oneself. Much harder. It's much harder. Haredim, ul karbon akriv loy. What a esnafshi hayechida. And what am I going to take to burn this carbon? Eish akeda. The eish akeda is still possible. It still lives on in the yisoid v'shoyrish hanishama of every yid. Chazal tell us the Rebbeinu Shloim loves us. Ki atem Hameat mikolo amim meat sheyodim lemayit atzmam. They know how to humble themselves. Even they're humble. Bayshonim rachmanim goyim lechasodim, but also they know lemayit atzmam. It's a chachma yodim. They know how to do it. People don't even know how to do it, Rabbi Yisai. They're not even trained. They don't even speak the language, so to speak. Talk to a guy. I wonder what you're talking about. To be memayit yourself. To humble yourself. This is language and avoida that's only for Klal Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael's kesher with the Eibishter creates anava. Anava creates kesher with the Eibishter. You know, today, everyone deep down is longing to feel an inner kesher with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Everybody wants. Chazal tell us, in the same dira, ein ani v'hu, if it's gaiva, if it's haughty. Now, anova And gaiva is a big avoida. It's a tremendous avoida. But we could start with miut atzmechem in maver al hamidois. Not to be a captain. Not to be angry at every little thing. He said, he did, he angry. Let it go. Let it go. Karbon is sacrifice. The greatest sacrifice. And maybe the hardest, but still the greatest, is given. Sacrifice yourself. Given. Given. You'll feel the kravis to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Rabbeinu Shloilam Motaka. Save you. The Chazal say, the Rabbeinu Shloilam Alekim, Yivakesh es Harnirdof. Leave it to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Leave it to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Chasam Sofer writes clearly that if a person's a Nirdof, he should do nothing. Nothing. And then the Rabbeinu Shloilam steps in to take care. Why does it have to be that you do nothing? You can do a little bit, let the Eibishter take care of it. And the answer is that that anava, when you know it's all in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, it's that anava that creates the kirva and the haftocha of Elohim Yevakesh es Hanirdof. Brings the person in the hand from the Rabbeinu Shloilam alone. You're in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shloilam alone. This is karbonis bizman hazeh. This is a way, some halach on how to be mekayim the inyev karbonis bizman hazeh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.